Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your mortgage results in real time, folks, remember, Rocket can. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweets, send the hot takes at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. I'll do 40 minutes on it. I'll do 40 minutes on it at the top here, and I'll do 40 minutes on it at the top coming up at high noon Eastern. Because we got college basketball today. There's a lot of things to get to today. And I'm going to tell you what, at 10:40 a.m. Eastern, your online outrage means nothing. I've seen your support. I've seen your long statements. I've seen them all. And they all mean something to you and to some of the and to the fans who are watching and some of the fans who are paying to. But to them, it means nothing. You can be as outraged as you want, and I support you for being outraged as you want, and it doesn't mean you can't try. It's going to do nothing. That coming up at 10:40. 855-212-4CBS. I got to start with this, though, because I don't want to be somebody to cast aspersions, but 22 women is a lot. I don't want to be a person, and let me say this first off. Because I say I don't want to believe it doesn't mean there's a victim shaming, doesn't mean there's I'm taking the side of the athlete. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe civil lawsuits. I don't want to believe these allegations against Deshaun Watson. I really don't. And there's a whole different reason behind it. Not wanting to and refusing to, those are two different things. If they go to court and they find that this is all true and he owes, and Deshaun Watson owes a disclosed amount of money, a settlement to these 22 different women, that is something that we will get into. That is something we will get into over time. And it's going to take a while. It doesn't mean I refuse to accept the court's decision on something like that. It doesn't mean I'm going to look through 22 different women and try to find flaws. That's up for lawyers. That's not up for me. So I have to play this as even keel as I possibly can. I have to play this down the line as I possibly can, knowing that this is still new, this is still raw. There's a lot of things that are still to come to light. I mean, even the Houston police yesterday at 6:47, they had tweeted out at their own, at this time, Houston Police Department is unaware of any contact between Houston Police Department and Houston attorney Tony Busby regarding the allegations contained in his recently filed lawsuits. And no incident reports regarding these allegations have been filed in our jurisdiction. A lot of people raising eyebrows. There are 22 different alleged victims of Deshaun Watson. Alleged. And so I can't be a person who casts aspersions. Because there are three different tentacles to this. The first tentacle is if this is true. If this is true, you ask, could Deshaun Watson be done in the NFL? Now, some folks will think that that's an extreme example. Let me tell you this. While it's not criminal, this is not a criminal investigation as of right now. This is civil. But we're also looking at an NFL investigation. And I ask the question because there have been so many times in the past where this has been alleged. This has been something that has been brought up numerous times before with other athletes, but these were in different times. You know, while I did open up and I say, your online outrage means nothing, that's about a completely different subject. And I will back that up at 10:40. Your online outrage, our outrage as a society for something like this means something completely different. So if this is found true, I wonder if Deshaun Watson could be done in the NFL. And some people will say, and rightfully so, some people say, Ray Rice. How bad was that? And Ray Rice has never taken another snap in the NFL. A lot of people will bring up, and again, totally warranted, Ben Roethlisberger, where at one point there was a criminal investigation. The Rooneys were upset. The NFL was upset. He was suspended 6 games and later got knocked down to 4 games. That was still a decade ago. Now 11 years ago. You see how much our world has changed just over the course of the last decade. And I think that we can't have that type of first thought when we look at something like this. This is 22 different women. As of my last count, who knows, there could be more. I have no idea. My last count, there were 22. The last thing I saw from, I believe, Caitlin Mott in Houston is that there's 22. So if this is found true, and this is going to be a long process, seems to be, if this is found true, I wonder if Deshaun Watson's done in the NFL. If a jury looks at this and says, while he is free to walk the streets, it's a civil suit, while he's free to do something like this, is this something that the NFL can say, all right, you will sit out for this amount of time, you will pay this penalty, you will come back and play in the NFL at this juncture? We talk about second chances all the time. We talk about being willing to give second chances constantly. And I'm a person who is more than willing to give a second chance. Hell, this is America. That's what this whole thing's about. But a second chance from this, and knowing that there are things that corporate entities, which I know the NFL is supposed to be a nonprofit organization, but the NFL is definitely a corporate entity. A corporate entity, there are situations where you can't come back from to that corporate entity. No one's saying Deshaun Watson, if this were true, can't find other employment out there, can't even use his Clemson University diploma to his degree to his advantage. No one's saying that. But there are corporations that would look at something and say, we can't have you with us. Deshaun Watson is an incredibly talented quarterback. He's an incredibly talented player, and he's somebody who has meant a lot to the Houston community. Remember, right when things were going down, when he was a rookie and helping to feed people and helping to give to charity and giving to his works and looking good all while doing it. This is somebody who we thought, who we'd still believe in some cases too. It's still for the courts to decide. And I'm only speaking on if this is true. And if this is true, this is somebody we thought could get the torch passed from J.J. Watt to him to be the next great, not just Houston Texan, but be the next great Houston athlete. There seems to be a gold standard that J.J. Watt has set. And for this moment, up until now, it looked like Deshaun Watson could be that guy. Now, this is all if this is true. If this is true, how could the NFL look at themselves in their at their table and think about it logically? Not about being disgusted, not about even looking at it in terms of morality, which is how we all look at it. But how could they look at it with common sense? He's a very talented player. You got 32 owners. They don't want to look bad. Now, they want to win, and he can help you win. And say he were to sit out some semblance of 8 games, 10 games, 12 games, a season, 2 seasons, I have no idea. When you welcome him back, there's going to be a frenzy. If he goes out and he wins, how do you tell the story? Say this is true. You go with me down this corridor here. Say this is true. and he comes back and he's suspended for a year and he wins. How does Jim Nantz tell that story? How does Joe Buck tell that story? How does Al Michaels tell that story without telling the other part? And there's things that guys have happened in their past. There's substance abuse. There's childhood trauma. There's stories of redemption that we can tell. There's guys who they might be good people. They might formerly have been bad people. People can change. They've made terrible mistakes. But in 2021, where we know everything about each other, if I go into the future, 2022 and 2023, say that he comes back, he plays with the Texans or he plays with somebody else, and if this is true, how do I tell that story? How do I tell that story without massive backlash? It's a civil suit. There will be people who say that these victims, quote-unquote, are not quote-unquote victims, which that's in the eye of the beholder. Fans of the team that he plays for, there will be certainly people who try to justify it. That's what sports has become, sad to say, but it's true. But how many will actually do it where the outrage across the NFL or the outrage from other parts of society will just not allow this to happen? I mean, we are starting to see, there has been the old adage of just go out and win, things will be fine. We have started to see some of that change where teams do bend to the will of the public. Just saw that with Urban Meyer, the guy they got from Iowa, where they had to turn right around and have him hand in his resignation because people were upset about something like that. Something that, frankly, I didn't think we'd see. I thought Urban Meyer would just keep him. They'd go out. They'd probably win a few games. It would get swept under the rug. If they were really good, it'd be a redemption story. If not, then it would probably be one of the reasons when you found out later on if Urban Meyer were to be fired or to retire or anything where he had lost the locker room. There would be writers who go back to, even since this moment with this man, this is where some of the seeds of discontent were sown. That's some of the stories you could see. And that's all if this is true about Deshaun Watson. If this is not true, the second part of this is it is used as an example forever. This is major fallout on the other side. This is used as an example forever. And there will be the worst part about this. If this is all false, if Deshaun Watson didn't do these things, and from what these reports, a lot of this looks like the other ones. A lot of this stuff has a lot of similarity with previous cases of all the new cases that seem to come out. If this is not true, though, it's using it as an example forever. The fallout rolls out for years and years and years and years, and there will be legitimate victims who are called into question because of Deshaun Watson. There will be legitimate people whose lives are put to the verge of ruin or even over that edge because of the Deshaun Watson case. For Deshaun Watson, he would be freed. He would be freed of any sort of the moral problems, the society pressure. He could go out, he could play. And then there is a redemption story. For him, there's something. But for the rest of society, there's a problem. And we can look at a guy like Tony Busby and say nasty things about him, horrific things about him, a lot of which we would feel it's true. Got to be careful, I'm talking about a lawyer here. And the alleged victims that are put into there. And then there's always going to be a question when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Okay, 22 women seems to be a lot, but maybe not all of them are lying. What did you do? This question is going to follow him forever. It's going to be there forever. As we start to learn more, there's going to be some cloudiness no matter where we go after this. 22 women is an exorbitant amount. And if it's all 22, I sit there right with you, and I sit there right with the Houston police, and I say, why hasn't there been some criminal charge that's been filed? Why hasn't there been anything that's been filed here? Why did the Texans, according to Tony Busby, why did they refer? Did they know? Did they not know? How could they have known if they were going to do something less? I have no idea. But if this is not true, it might open up for Deshaun Watson, but there will be future cases where we will bring up back to this. Then there's the third part. From a football standpoint, this is going to take a long time. And you care about the football standpoint. We could say, you know where I stand with someone's human suffering. We all want people to live good lives. We all want people to be okay. And I feel the same way you do. I hope that this didn't happen. I hope that this is some sort of an extortion attempt. I really do. But I will not deny the truth. And if this is the truth, if these things are the truth, I hope these people get what they deserve. I hope that they get, I hope that they can take their money or take their settlement and find some closure and go out and live good lives. We don't know yet. We probably won't know for a while. And what this does to the Texans is, you've heard about it all throughout, you can't keep them. This is why you're making moves for Ryan Finley. You can't keep him. You can't trade him. And yeah, I know, you're bringing Ryan Finley because you're probably going to tank it out and David Culley will fall on the sword, and then you'll find yourself a better coach, maybe Josh McCown, or a younger coach, maybe Josh McCown, and then you'll try to build things back up. But if this is going on with Deshaun Watson, can't keep him, probably can't, you can't play him. If he wants to come back and play for you now, well, because of this, you can't put him out there in the field. Subjecting him to the media, subjecting himself to the media, subjecting him to, when we have crowds again, which it looks like we will, subjecting him to road fans, subjecting him to your own fans. Houston's a tough sports town. You can't keep him. And now, with the draft just over a month away, how can I trade him? If you're the Bears, if you're Seattle, if you're New England, and I'm just thinking about it, it's a San Francisco, if you wanted to make some around-the-world trade or around-the-continent trade or do something like that, how can you do something now? The biggest trade commodity, the Miami Dolphins are basically in limbo right now. It looked like that would be a match made in heaven with that type of quarterback, with that football team, with Brian Flores, who everybody knows. I love and admire Brian Flores so much as a fan, looking at him and seeing what he does as a fan of good coaches. He's in that top five young coaches that I just love Brian Flores. A defensive guy that people don't talk about that is able to get a team going, and he would be, Deshaun Watson would be perfect with the fish. Now, they're in a waiting pattern. And this probably, with 22 different women, is probably not going to be settled for a long time. And if this goes into the summer, if this goes into the fall, you're looking at a situation where Deshaun Watson couldn't play even if he wanted to. Because you can't with this. And who knows how much more we're going to find out by the end of the day. With all this, you can't put him out on the football field based on what we don't know, and certainly based on what we've already found out. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I'll do the first 40 minutes on this. At noon, I'll do another 40. Well, we'll do another 20 because we'll have Worker Shoot coming up at 12:20 p.m. Eastern. What do you think about Deshaun Watson? Does this kill the trade? And if this is true, we have to speculate. What happens? What happens to the NFL? What happens to him? Remember, these are civil suits. These are not criminal suits. He doesn't go to the clinker. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
11:40 a.m. Eastern, Mike DeCourcy, Sporting News College Basketball, Fox Sports College Basketball. He'll join us. We'll talk hoops with him. We'll talk about the upset that happened yesterday. Ohio State got beat by a 15th-ranked team or by a 15th-seeded team. Cues as an 11 seed, which, I don't know. I mean, I know you can't have Kentucky and Duke. You got to have some sort of a blue blood in there, whether or not Indiana's even a blue blood anymore. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. By the way, I heard Lumberg there. Right there at the end when you asked, and when Anthony Pierno, who is our producer here for the first 2 hours, and Connor Green will take over for hours, noon until 2 p.m. Eastern. I know you guys are all scoring at home. I heard Pierno ask Robin Lundberg the question about Brad Stevens, and I'm thinking, all right, at what point, Boston is a strong sports town. He says he's full-on Boston guy. At what point does Brad Stevens regret that? Is it the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs? At what point does Brad Stevens regret not taking the Indiana job?
Because at some point you think that Boston's going to give up on him.
And yeah. Yes, and I know Adrian Wojnarowski makes a great point.
That's why it's interesting to ponder if you're Stevens, maybe you want to get out of town now.
And Adrian Wojnarowski makes a great point. They're NBA jobs. Yeah, the college basketball is rougher than the NBA. Surprisingly, you're in a city that can spend. You're in a city that can be a major player in this. I understand that. And Brad Stevens, if Brad Stevens were fired, he'd get several NBA jobs in five. Or he'd get several NBA offers in 5 minutes. That's all true. But Indiana's on his ass, and if they're willing to pay $10 million for Archie Miller to go away, how much are they willing to pay for you to bring in? In a pandemic. They're willing to pay. There was a booster who was willing to pay the $10 million. They had a donor come in and say, I'm tired of Archie Miller. Give me something better. If they're willing to do that to make a guy go away, how much are they willing to pay to make a guy come in? But he's full on Celtics. I didn't think it was really going to happen at the beginning, and then I saw him go out there and get shellacked by the Cavs earlier this week, and I'm going, okay, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's a possibility. 855-212-4CBS-1040. I'm going to talk some college basketball as well. I want to get to the phones. You know, with Deshaun Watson, if this is true, and we have to speculate, if this is true, what happens? If this is not true, what's the fallout from this? Because there's a lot of things that we're still learning about this. And right now, it kills whatever trades that's out there. If you're a Dolphins fan, and you're allowed to think that everybody in their first thought, if there are victims, they feel bad for the victim. But we do live in a sports world. And if you are a Dolphins fan, you're going, well, unless this gets figured out here over the next week, and it might, who knows, but it would mean that Deshaun Watson were to be exonerated very, very swiftly. I guess I got to take back all those nasty things I was saying about Tua. If you're a Jets fan, Sam Darnold's all of a sudden looking better. Well, you know, the number two overall pick starting to look a hell of a lot better. Zach Wilson's maybe starting to look a hell of a lot better to you. If you're a 49ers fan, well, I guess I got to take back some of that stuff I was tweeting about Jimmy Garoppolo. Patriots fans, well, Bill was willing to spend just like anybody else there. The Patriot way might have been dead. You were just like everybody else. Now I got to believe in Cam Newton maybe for one more year. Maybe we can trade up in the draft. Bill's a really good coach. We got good pieces. This changes a lot because with this going on, what team in their right mind? If this 22 women is a lot, you can't, as of right now, I can't trade for them unless there were certain stipulations. And I don't even know what the optics would be if you were one of these teams. You think about this. Say, just throw New England out. And I'm going to get to the phones here in just a second. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Throw the Patriots out, just as an example. Not that they do it, whatever. You could, if you wanted to, say, well, you know, if he's found guilty, then it negates the trade. If he's not found guilty again, well, then the trade can go through and everything can be fine. You can't, though, as the news were to break, I don't know if you could be a team right now, a month before the draft, be a team that says, yes, we've completed this trade for Deshaun Watson. We were able to get him for a lot less than we thought. And we hope that he is not charged with this stuff. And we hope that he is not found guilty in a civil suit about this. And we hope that the NFL, you're betting on a guy who might have committed sexual assault. You're betting on a guy who might have committed sexual harassment with 22 different women. It's just a bad look for any team involved. You can't call. You have to turn off the phone. You can't call. If the day he's found not guilty, that he's not found liable in the civil case, no criminal charges yet, nothing there. If he's not found guilty in the civil case, then the moment he walks out of the courtroom, the moment the judge says anything, you could fire up the phones back again and say, we're willing to give X, X, and X for him. We're willing to do anything for him. You can do that. You can't touch him right now. Not a chance. Let me go to Don in Sumter, South Carolina. He's next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Don.
All right, great show, sir.
Thank you.
Like I was
saying. Oh, damn it. I accidentally clicked off of Don. Put Don back. If Don can get back in, put Don back in. I moved my mouse, and my mouse ended up messing up. If Don's still there, we'll try to get Don back in. Mark in Stockton, California went right to him. Mark, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Didn't mean to do that to Don, but go ahead there, Mark.
You know, I would have to agree with you. You know, you got 22, allegedly, with Deshaun Watson. And the problem I have, earlier you were speaking, you know, maybe 8-9 games, and Colin Kaepernick, not as talented as Deshaun Watson. He only took a knee. He only took a knee, and he's still not able to come back into the NFL at all. And this guy here, I mean, we got assault on women.
Mark. Mark, I'm not saying like this is what the I really can't, because the only thing that people I think will bring up is Ben Roethlisberger. He had a 6-game suspension brought down to 4, but that was 2010. Our society, and rightfully so, our society has changed. So I'm thinking what type of suspension do you give to a guy? And then Mark, how do the owners sit at the table and go, okay, if we welcome him back in? And he does do well. He's a talented player. What's that going to look like for the league? How do we tell that story?
You don't.
Yeah,
you're going to lose sponsors. You're going to lose money behind this, especially like you say, today's day and time, and what's going on in our world today. I mean, maybe he can sit out for a few years and maybe come back after a while, learn his lesson. You know, I made my mistake or whatever. But again, we still got a guy sitting on the sideline. Of course, he's in his mid-30s almost, and he only took a knee. So, you know.
Mark, I agree. I agree with you, and thank you very much for the call. Like, if it's true, the question is if, and we don't know yet, and I can't say that it is. If it's true, how does he play again? Not saying he can't go out and get a job digging ditches. Not saying that he can't go out and get a job being a plumber, which that's a good job. Not saying he can't do that. But if you're the NFL, where you've already been wrapped up in these type of things before, how do you allow him to come back? Even if it's a civil case. No criminal charges have been filed. You've opened up your own investigation. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to have Don back when we come back. Jump in line. He's got to jump the line first. 855-212-4CBS. On Deshaun Watson, if it's true, if it's not true, your thoughts. And, guys, we can't be silly. The NCAA was way more tone-deaf and has been tone-deaf and will continue to be tone-deaf before, during, and after the Twitter app. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, it's the latest sports update with Marco Belletti.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweets, send the hot takes at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. Mike DeCourcy, 1 hour from now, we'll talk college basketball with him. What the hell happened to Ohio State last night? Everything going on. Houston looked fantastic last night. A lot of teams looking pretty good. Been a good old. I hated starting on a Friday. It's been, so far, it was a good Friday, though. It was a really good one. 855-212-4CBS. I said I'd get back to the calls on Deshaun Watson. I will. I got Don and Sumter back. I'm sorry, Don. My computer messed up. My fault. You go right on ahead.
Yeah, great show. I'll give you my 62 cents on this whole situation.
Please.
This is what I call 21st century Emmett Till. Yeah, you can't bring Emmett Till back from the dead because of the fact that, oh, I'm sorry, I lied. Same thing with Deshaun Watson. Even though I'm not no dummy, I've been a massage parlor before, you know, and I know Deshaun has a beautiful girlfriend, whatever the case may be. All athletes go to massage parlors. I don't think he's that dumb enough to do something dumb. What kills me about this lawyer, he claims he sent this information to the police. Police says, no, he didn't. We didn't receive anything. Then I found out he lives in the same neighborhood as McNair. So I don't like to assume things. But I just hope the McNairs didn't do anything, or he came up to the McNairs and said, you know what, I'll pay you back for this blah, blah, blah. But that's assumption. We'll throw that out the window. There's no way in the world, I don't care if they get 40. If, like Deshaun says, I'll spend all my money. He should not have to wait after they slander his name. Same thing with Kaepernick. Slander his name, get mad. I'm a prior military guy at Fort Benning. Just like some of my partners' grandfathers got slaughtered coming back from World War II and lynched because we serve our country, and then we get spit in the face and get killed. Same thing. So I don't think – and one more thing I'd like to say, too. Just like you
made I'm not going to run you off, but let me ask you something. If he's found guilty in the civil cases, you're just not going to believe it,
right?
You're just not going to believe it.
No. Like I said, I'm not no dummy. if you bring out the facts, it's just like playing cards. As a matter of fact, they shouldn't be playing cards. If you got all evidence, bring it out. Like Deshaun said, the girl tried to, I think the first one wanted six figures. He said, no, we going to court. Whatever the case, whatever, you know what? I'm like this. If you're guilty, you're guilty, right? If you're guilty, you're guilty. That's the bottom line. I cannot say, hey, but I've known him since they recruited him from middle school on this side of town up to now from his parents. Now, everybody has, all of us have our faults, whatever the case may be. But if they have evidence that, hey, oh, yeah, he followed me, he grabbed me, whatever the case may be, bring it to court and like that. And I'm not being insensitive to any massages. Like I said, I've been to massage before. I haven't asked for extra favors, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, someone want to give me a massage, and that's okay, you know. I just want to get a massage. But there's two sides to every story. But looking from the black side, as a black man, even when this black athlete, I can't remember the young kid's name, he was the most recruited high school football player, quarterback. His white girlfriend, his friend said, oh, he raped me. Well, this girl said, well, he raped me. Come to find out she lied.
I can't remember the name either. I am familiar with it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's the same thing. It's just the same thing in the NFL. He should not have to wait for nothing. That's slander, and that's been. And I just
go ahead, finish it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just hope and pray that McNair's and this crazy lawyer, as his credibility to me is not all that good. But
well,
you know
that
what?
Has been
I just,
brought
I just hope
up. That has been brought right. up before. That there is, and I've read a couple of things. And Don, thank you very much for the call. And this is why, that's exactly why, if you think I'm going to freak out today and rip on Deshaun, there might be a day where I have to rip on Deshaun Watson. He will have broken a trust with Houston fans before all this wanting to be traded stuff, okay? He will have broken a trust. There is a role model factor to it. As much as I don't think they should be role models, there is a role model factor to it. And if he is found guilty, there will be the day where I may have to have some outrage there, obviously. But if this is today and we do not know, we're not going to probably know anything by the end of this show, then no, I can't sit there and act outraged by this. I have to give him his day in court. And yes, he did say that these were erroneous charges, bogus on all accounts, and I'll have to do that. The other prospect about McNair and knowing the owner or knowing the lawyer that alleges this has brought these cases here, these civil cases. Yes, there are some, and right now I have to say conspiracy theory. There are some conspiracy theories going around that the Texans would put him in this spot. The fact that the Texans are such a mismanaged, bass-ackwards franchise should show you just how ridiculous it is that it would even be thought, because it's plausible because of how messed up Houston is right now. That you can show frustration and anger over. The fact that it's even plausible, because it really wouldn't with a lot of football teams, but the fact that it's even plausible with the Houston Texans makes you think. If it were true, because my first thought, I was on the phone with Connor Green earlier this week, and I go, well, you know, Houston, they can't do that. Who'd play for him? I mean, good God, the Players Association? Who would sign? There would be people who sign not with the Houston Texans, no matter what they offered, out of spite. And rightfully so. If this were to be found out that the Texans set this whole thing up to get after Deshaun Watson, timing, people have wondered that. The relationship between the and whether they live in the same neighborhood. I have neighbors that I don't remember their names in my neighborhood, so I don't know. I don't know the proximity of the home. I don't know how close the families are. I have no idea. That's for fans to speculate and wonder about. I have no clue. But if this were to be the case, I would sit there going, well, who the hell's going to sign with them? My God, I mean, you just heard Don. There's plenty of people who feel that way in America. There's plenty of players who feel that way. There's plenty of people who are movers and shakers in the Players Association, and yeah, money's money, but there are certainly people who are going to go, no. You people are messed up. I'm not signing with this organization. I don't want to be drafted by this organization. I mean, that would have long-term ramifications. So my first thought was, no, Houston would never do something like that. But, you know, Jack Easterby, bit of a kook. The Texans are a weird organization right now. Weird. And I'm trying to be nice about it. So it's the one organization, probably more you believe that, but it's certainly the top organization that, yeah, if you were to bandy about these possibilities, people would believe, people could find themselves believing it. 855-212-4CBS. Derek in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Okay. The problem with the last caller is the text and the IG. Young people are involved with a lot of social media. And, again, the NFL is very protective of their image. That we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So this text that you're looking at, I would like you to, and it's alleged, but this lawyer has leaked out a text where the alleged Deshaun is saying, are you comfortable with doing my glutes? And basically at the end of the text, hey, I'm sorry for making you feel uncomfortable. If you let me know when you want to work again. These are pretty incriminating texts, and these lawyers are serving up a suit to titillate you to keep dropping these texts. This is going to be tough for the NFL to just sweep this under the rug because there's just too many people. You know, for people that want to throw out the race card, let's say with the Bill Cosby issue. Initially, oh my goodness, Bill can't be doing this because of the TV show. More and more women kept coming out, and as we now know, Bill's in jail. So again, it's tough to get rid of a lot of evidence. It's easy to get rid of a little bit. It's easy to bungle a case like the Robert Kraft issue. You know, they've been trying to put stings on these parlors for ages. And privacy is an issue, I get that. But the problem that Mr. Watson is going to have are these texts and the IG and the number of women. Don't see how the NFL can just sweep this under the rug, and I don't see how the Houston Texans can put this guy on the field. If Michael Vick couldn't come back from some dog stuff and Arthur Blank was involved in that one, you really got a doozy with this one.
I still look at the timeline. In 2010, we are not as connected as we've been. The society is completely different. I'm looking at Roethlisberger. When the stuff with Michael Vick went down with the dogs, this is pre-Twitter, this is Facebook is in its infancy, if I'm not mistaken. There's a lot of things that are just different at that time. Now, you know, we are, and there is such a thing, and we're finding this out with some college basketball players getting nasty DMs and messages and stuff like that just for losing basketball games last night, as we'll probably illustrate a little bit later on. There is such a thing as overconnectivity, and sometimes it could be a good thing, and we bring families together and things like that, but usually it's a horrific thing. So now you have a situation where people realize that this is wrong, and they think they believe they can make a difference, and they can. So now you have to be, as an NFL football team, you have to be much more cognizant of this factor. And, Derek, you are right. You're right. Because if I bring him, if he's found not guilty of any of this, it'd be great. It'd be wonderful. What then does the NFL do? Because if somebody is just, on Twitter, somebody has just pointed out to me, well, Zeke Elliott was found not guilty. He still had a suspension, didn't he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So
did.
It's going to be.
And so did AB. It's
yes,
AB.
Exactly. So it's going to be, what situation did you put yourself in? Can we believe some of it? If you're Deshaun Watson, though, you're going back to what Don's call was, Derek. If you're Deshaun Watson, I mean, you could sit there and give me, okay, 22 women's a lot. Maybe it's not 22 women. Did you put yourself in that position? We are talking about sexual harassment. We're talking about sexual abuse here. And I'll tell you what, I don't know you, Derek, but I know myself, and I'm just going to assume with you. If somebody started saying Ken Carmen was doing these type of things, I'd be fighting it to the bitter end. I mean, we are talking about my name, and no matter what, he is in a subjective business where fans talk about him every single day of their lives because this is what we do. We talk about football. I would want my name cleared because this is going to follow him for the rest of his career. No matter what, if he's found completely not guilty of any of this, it's going to follow him the rest of his career.
It's going, absolutely. Mr. Carmen, and if I was your friend and I had good friends, I could say, hey, dude, you don't need to be going to massage parlors. Okay? I'll figure out something at your house. I'll get some consent forms. I'll take you on a yacht outside international waters. We'll figure something out. But you don't need to personally, the 25-year-old dude, get on IG and go to massage parlors for the rub and tug.
I will tell you
Mr.
this. There are some people. Yeah, Derek, that's true. Thank you very much for the call. There are some people going to roll their eyes at the consent forms. You know as well as I do that that is a true thing. And that is done pre-pandemic. I've known for a fact that that has been done. And the NBA team that I cover, that's been done many, many times. Many times. Here's your form. Here's your pen. Sign if you wish. Don't sign and have a good day. It's your call. And that's what it's up to now. Because I tell you what, if this ends up, and I wanted to talk college basketball, and I will at the top of the hour. If this ends up, if he finds out, and this is why I can't sit here and rip apart Deshaun Watson. And I don't know what hosts have or if they have or not. 22 women is a lot. My first thought is they can't all be lying. Some might be. They can't all be. So what are you really on? What did you really do? Did you, and according to the Instagrams and the texts and the so, but some of it, yeah, you know, some people could find to be lurid. Did you just over pursue? Did you really force people to do things physically that they were uncomfortable doing or refusing to do? If that were the situation, then why are we not seeing criminal charges? There's questions there. There should be criminal charges. There's questions there. You would say not even one person you should do that to and be able to play in the NFL. That's absolutely warranted. And we're in a much different spot than where we were with Michael Vick and Ben Roethlisberger. And even for that matter, Zeke Elliott. I mean, hell, I'm still waiting for this Adam Schefter video of Dez Bryant doing God knows what. I kept hearing about a video 4 or 5 years ago, and it's never come to light. I have no idea. Amazing how that just went away. I mean, don't think we're stupid, and there's a thought that there aren't people that are more than willing to ruin the good name of people out of personal spite, and that includes NFL owners. So if this comes out that it's not true, I think it's, and sadly, I do think it's used as an example to shame victims in the future. I do think that. I think there is major fallout on the other side. I think that there's going to be major questions of the Texans, major questions of this lawyer. If this is found true, I don't know what is a good suspension. I don't know how you can put him back out there on the field. I think that he's done. I can't, because as an organization, as the NFL, as a football team, we all say, just win, we look the other way. Just win, we look the other way. Just win, domestic violence, we look the other way. Just win, drug abuse, charges, you know, just acting out and being an idiot, we look the other way. We can have redemption stories from this type of thing too. But for Deshaun Watson's case and sexual abuse, can we look the other way? Can we have a redemption story out of that? I don't think you can, not now. No. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up in less than an hour, Mike DeCourcy, sporting news, college basketball, Fox Sports, college basketball. Also, guys, they've been tone deaf way longer than Twitter. Your online outrage means nothing. It's Ken Carman on CBS Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.